And now the game where we ask people who've spent entire lifetimes accomplishing things about things they don't really care about. But when it comes to our guest today, entire lifetime is a bit of an exaggeration. Last year, he was elected to the House of Representatives from the state of Illinois at the age of 27. He's the youngest member of that august body. We're so glad his parents let him stop by. Congressman Aaron Schock, welcome to Wait, Wait. All right, so we already teasing you about your age. You're 28 now. But seriously, how odd is it to be the youngest person in Congress?
Well, you know, the old adage about coming to Congress is you spend the first couple of months looking around thinking, wow, how did I get here? And then you quickly look around the room and you scratch your head and go, gee, how did they get here?
Right.
And
how would you know an old adage?
You know, it's an honor to be able to serve, I think, in Congress at any age, certainly. And, you know, obviously we've got a lot of challenges facing the country, both domestically with the economy and some of the, you know, issues we're dealing with right now with health care.
Yeah, yeah, issues. Right? Look, you were voted hottest freshman member of the class. So that, I think, you know, is pretty cool, right?
Well, there's definitely worse things you can be voted.
That's true. Is being known as the hottest freshman congressman, is that like an honor, or is it so graded on a curve you don't really, you know, take it seriously?
Are you being critical of my competition?
No, well, I'm just saying. Seriously, though, you ran in Congressman Ray LaHood's old district. He retired and is now the Secretary of Transportation. It was an open field. There was a primary. There were Democrats. You won it all, which is great. You must have had to confront doubts about your young age, right?
Well, some of it was negated by the fact that I served on the local school board, got elected to the school board when I was 19 years old, and then served two terms in the State House when I was 22 years old. So, you know, I think some of that was negated by, believe it or not, having more experience than even some of the much older candidates in the race.
So,
and you just had more, like, Facebook friends.
That's also helped. So you ran and won for the local school board when you were 19. Excuse me, Aaron Schock, were you a dweeb?
No, actually, I wanted to go to college, and I had all my high school credits at the end of my junior year. And they wouldn't allow for early graduation. And they wanted me to take 8 hours of study hall. And I got accepted to the U of I, wanted to go to college. And they said, no, we're not letting you go.
So, and thus a political career was born.
And that the rest is history.
Right. And so they eventually went before the death panel, and we have no more of them.
But don't you think 8 hours of study hall would have prepared you pretty well for serving in Congress?
That's true.
touché.
I want to get back to your personal life just for a second. A couple more questions. You're only 28. You're a congressman, which is a pretty significant thing. You must have, like, some sense of what your future might be. I mean, it's only, let me think, do a little math, 7 years till you can qualify to be president. You thought about that?
You know, I'm flattered people say that. I've had people ask me that. But, you know, who knows what the future holds? I mean, this is a two-year position. Hopefully the voters will feel that I've done a good enough job to give me another term. There's a lot of variables that play into, you know, what's going to happen in 4, 6, 8, 10 years down the road.
For your reelection, are you going to arrange to once again artfully accidentally leak a photograph of yourself shirtless as you did last time?
Well, actually, that did not surface until after the election, thankfully.
Oh, really? You think? Because we're talking about a picture that got famous in TMZ, which still loves you a lot, in which you're lounging by the pool, showing off a pretty premium-level craft brewed six-pack, if you know what I mean. Because of that photograph, you were asked once, we found this, whether you felt, in your professional congressional opinion, whether you or President Obama had the better bod. And you said you didn't know. Have you had a chance to check it out? Because we know what guys are like. I'm a guy. You're out there, you're hanging out at some congressional thing. We're checking each other out. We're seeing who's bringing it. So what do you think?
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint. The opportunity has not presented itself. However, I will say that at the White House picnic that I was invited to. Michelle was there, First Lady Michelle Obama, with a sleeveless shirt on, and she was looking pretty buff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually complimented her on her arm. She,
you know, it's
got
interesting.
It together.
You did? You actually went up to Michelle Obama, you said, hey, nice guns. What did you do?
I did.
Come on, no, stop. What did you say to the First Lady of the United States? I want to hear it.
We were along the rope line at the White House. I had some guests there that I brought with that wanted their picture taken with her.
Sure.
And so I said hello to her, and we, you know, I chit-chatted, and I said, you're looking good. And she just kind of laughed at me, and I said, seriously, I said, those are some arms. And she said, well, she made a nice compliment about myself, and then she moved
no,
out.
Stop. So. No, stop. No, no, sir. No, sir, you're not going to get away with it. What did she say to you? She made a nice compliment about myself. What did she say?
Something to the effect of, you're not too bad yourself.
Uh-huh! Oh! Uh-huh. And then you guys went into a pose-off, right? Like at the end of a bodybuilding competition?
You know, I bet that never happened with Mamie Eisenhower.
I bet
you know?
Not.
Just never did.
I gotta say, you know, elected to Congress at age 27, big deal. Gotten some props from Michelle. That's something, sir. Congratulations.
You know, I think Joe Biden overheard it, got a little jealous.
I'm sure. Because I've noticed Joe's been on the elliptical ever since he met Michelle. Well, Congressman Schock, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game that we're calling...
I'm Wavy Carl. Watch out for the brown acid. It's nasty.
As we have mentioned, this is the 40th anniversary of Woodstock, the great free music festival that wasn't supposed to be free, and wasn't it Woodstock? So we're going to commemorate the event a little further. We're going to ask you three multiple-choice questions about Woodstock. Get two right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Congressman Aaron Schock playing for?
Now, the congressman is playing for Caitlin Silhan of New Orleans.
All right, here's your first question then about Woodstock. Despite its association with the 60s counterculture, Woodstock was not a political event, mostly. The one exception was when activist Abby Hoffman leapt onto the stage to demand support for some political prisoner he was upset about. But what happened? Was it A, the crowd started chanting, "You're harshing Armello, you're harshing Armello." B, he slipped on the wet stage, flew out, and fell into a mud pit. Uh-huh. Or C, Pete Townsend hit him in the head with a guitar.
I think I'm going with B.
You're going to go with B. He slipped in the wet stage and fell into a mud pit. There were wood mud pits, but in fact, Pete Townsend hit him in the head with a guitar. His cause might or might not have been just. Townsend was having none of it during his set, so just kabang, and Abby Hoffman was not heard from again at that event. All right, you have two more choices here. Next question. One of the unscheduled performers at Woodstock was singer-songwriter John Sebastian. What was unusual about his performance? A, because he had not been announced, he had to improvise three new songs on stage. B, he was high on acid the whole time. Or C, it was the wrong John Sebastian. It was just some guy with the same name who jumped onto the stage when he heard the name called.
How about B?
You know how B, he was high on acid? You're right, sir. You're right. John Sebastian was tripping.
Boy, that's kind of a default answer.
I know. But the thing is, John Sebastian didn't know he was going to perform, so he was tripping on acid. And that's why he said from the stage, and this is an actual quote, "I'd like to sing you a song. Actually, I'd like to dedicate it to, there's a cat, and I really don't know his name, but I remember that Chip said that his old lady has just had a baby, and that made me think, wow, it really is a city here, but this is for you and your old lady, man. And whew, that kid's going to be far out," unquote. All right, this is exciting, Congressman, because you've got one correct with one to go. Get this one, and you will win it all. Jimi Hendrix famously closed out the Woodstock Festival, playing just before dawn on the last day. But Woodstock's promoter originally wanted another artist to close the show. Who was it? Was it A, Liberace, B, Roy Rogers, or C, Sonny and Cher?
Sonny and Cher.
You're going to go for Sonny and Cher? You could see that at Woodstock? Sonny and Cher? I'm just asking.
Final answer.
Sonny and Cher. It was Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
The promoter, Michael Lang, said, quote, I wanted Happy Trails to close the festival. We all grew up with Roy Rogers. Sadly and happily, Rogers turned them down. Carl, how did Congressman Aaron Schock do in our quiz?
Well, this is one the congressman lost, Peter. He needed at least two correct answers to win. For Caitlin Silhan, he had just one correct answer.
I'm so sorry. But I have to ask, Congressman Schock, is this the first time you've lost anything ever in your life?
It is. It's a very humbling moment for
me. It really is. You needed this. This is going to temper your steel in a weird way. This will help you go on. Congressman Aaron Schock represents Illinois' 18th congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's the only member of Congress born in the 1980s. Congressman Schock, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good luck to you.
It was fun.
Bye-bye.